Hi. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. My name's Tony. And you are?
Margo.
Margo. Uh-huh. My daughter's a student here. She said you were over here. I want to be upfront with you. I have a differing point of view. I'm a Christian man, and so I have a differing point of view. But I would love to have a friendly conversation with you.
Okay.
Sure. If you're willing.
Definitely.
Okay, I only have a couple of rules.
Okay.
I'm going to listen to everything you have to say.
Uh-huh.
And ladies go first. And then all I ask is that I'm allowed to share my point of view.
Uh-huh.
Okay? And we have to be nice to each other.
Oh, totally, yeah.
Is that okay?
Definitely.
Okay. So, I know there are a lot of different positions on both sides of the argument, right? So I don't want to assume yours in any way. I want to know what Margo thinks about abortion.
Okay.
And I'm not going to say another word.
Abortion.
Well, okay, I'm sorry. Let me be more specific, man.
I was just super ready to talk about, like, what the event is.
Oh.
It doesn't quite relate to abortion or anything.
Can you tell me what the event's about?
Yeah, sure. So, tomorrow here, we've collaborated with a program called Force.
With, Force?
Yes.
F-O-R-C-E?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And they put up art installations publicly to combat rape culture. And so...
Well, I'm sorry, what do you mean by installations?
Oh, like, so here we're going to have flags in the ground.
Okay.
Like, or they'll just put up, like, a picture, like, something like that.
Okay.
And basically we're just having people write down their stories about a time that they felt empowered by their body.
Empowered...
Like,
regarding this specific issue of rape, meaning in the aftermath of that, or
to, like, the gym and felt good about themselves, or,
okay,
you, you know, got access to birth control and, like,
okay. So, and how does the, because I believe you brought up the subject of rape.
Oh,
did
yeah,
you mention that?
So
that's what Force does.
With
okay. And are they like a post-traumatic stress organization or a post-rape counseling group?
They just do the art.
The art? What kind of art?
The things that kind of say, like, my body is my own.
Oh,
yeah, so, like,
okay.
Empowering messages.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
And... Now, do you volunteer or do you work with Planned Parenthood? Or
I just volunteer for the student advocates here at the university.
Okay.
Yeah.
So is it a joint effort between Planned Parenthood and Force?
For this thing, yeah.
For this thing.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Okay. What are your thoughts about abortion?
I mean, obviously, it's really a traumatic thing.
I believe that.
I don't want anyone to go through it.
Me neither. I'm sorry. I said I wasn't going to talk.
No, definitely.
Forgive me.
I think when there are cases of, like, extreme tragedy, though, like, if a young girl was to be raped, or if somebody just really couldn't afford it, and it would only bring further sadness to the child's life and the parent's life for having to give away their child and stuff, then in those cases, I do feel like it could be a beneficial thing for some people, not for everyone, though.
Mm-hmm.
Me, personally, I mean, I would never want to get one.
Okay.
I would never tell somebody to get one. But I do think there are instances where it can have a benefit in people's lives, in opposed to, like, what the opposite is.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
okay. Can I ask a question? Okay. I really, so many of these conversations go south so fast,
and
it just starts to be...
I don't like hating people.
Yeah, me neither.
I don't have it, like, in me. I can't hate anyone.
Well, you know, and as a Christian, I'm told by the Bible that I'm to love my neighbor as myself. So Christians that go around yelling and screaming at people, they really should consider whether or not they're actually Christians before they talk about the issue.
I like that.
Right? So we can disagree.
Exactly.
Right? But you're my neighbor. What the Bible teaches me is that you were created in the image of God.
Mm-hmm.
And so I should love you as an image bearer of the Creator. Okay? So, you mentioned specific situations when it might be beneficial, I'm presuming, to the woman who is pregnant.
To the child as well.
Okay. What, in...
A lot of times they get put into a foster care system.
Uh-huh.
And then just from, like, statistics show the kids that are put into that system a lot of times don't have the support they need to go on to live a life that they, if they hadn't had
You know, I was a deputy sheriff for 20 years in Los Angeles.
Oh, yeah?
And I retired now about 11 years ago. Well, the weather reports, you can believe, it will be sunny and warm. That's what they're going to say every day, right? I've learned since moving out to Iowa about a year ago that the only weather I could believe is the weather I'm standing in.
Oh, yeah.
And that meteorologists... It's like the only job in the world where you could be wrong 99.9% of the time and get promoted. So I dealt a lot as a deputy sheriff with the foster care system. Unfortunately, I saw a lot of abused children. I saw at times the system work. I saw many times the system didn't work. Okay, so I share that with you to let you know that I'm not ignorant about the system that you're talking about. I had to work within that for many, many years. You've mentioned already a couple times, and again, I don't want to give you your opinion. Okay, so I want you to give me your opinion. But what I heard you say is that that in some situations, it might be beneficial to the unborn child.
Definitely.
If the mother has the abortion. So based on what you've told me, do you and I agree that a baby is growing in the womb?
For the early stages, I don't really know exactly.
Okay. So you're not sure when. Some people make the case that it's about viability.
Uh-huh.
That when the baby can live on its own outside the womb, then we would consider it life at that point.
Mm-hmm.
Is that close to what you think, or nowhere near what you think, or?
Have a C-section and it can live a normal life just like any other baby. Definitely. I mean, the difference between fetus and baby isn't quite distinguishable.
Can any newborn child, I have three adult daughters, my youngest is a junior here, can any newborn child, having grown to term, having been given birth to by the mother, whether naturally or through cesarean, my wife had three cesareans due to complications during the pregnancy with each of the daughters, and I watched each of my daughters literally come out of my wife's womb. None of my daughters could have survived on their own outside the womb. At 1 hour old, at a year or two old. If I abandoned my children, left them to themselves, they're going to starve, or they're going to hurt themselves in some way and not be able to get medical care. I'm 54 now, tomorrow. Thank you. I might have 20, 30 years ahead of me. I might have. Yeah, okay, well, I mean, the life expectancy is high. No, I don't smoke. I don't drink. Yeah, maybe. There's a lot of cancer in my family, though, on both sides. So, yeah, who knows? Right, who knows? I could walk back across Clinton and get nailed by someone texting in their car today. Right. So, but I'm gonna get to a point where I'm going to need care. Probably. I mean, I've met some people well into their 90s that look like they're in their 60s, and they're living independently, they're alone, they're, you know, thriving, they're still driving. But there are a lot of people, unfortunately, who are warehoused, right? Family either doesn't want to take care of them or don't have the means to take care of them. Without that hands-on care, they're likely to perish. So... I wasn't viable at the age of one or two. I might not be viable on my own at the age of 92. So is viability really the issue?
No, I didn't say that it was.
No, I'm asking.
I don't think it is.
Okay. All right. You mentioned rape. I believe any man who sexually assaults a woman in any way should receive the death penalty. I believe that.
Yeah.
I believe that. I believe that's also consistent with my Christian faith.
Mm-hmm.
Not that I should be a vigilante and run out and kill rapists, but that the justice system should have penalties commensurate with the crime that has been committed. And a man who violates a woman in that way, in my opinion, doesn't have a right in our secular society, our society of laws, to continue living his life. Okay? So, I wanted to make my position on rape very, very clear. Okay? In the case of a rape, if a woman does become pregnant as a result of that, why would you end the life of the child for the crime of the father?
Obviously that's not happened to me before.
Me neither.
But I think that it could be for the girl or woman going through the pregnancy. We have to think about maybe, like, going through with that pregnancy could be really hard on her. Mentally, it could be kind of a traumatic thing. She might be in college, not ready to give up her life.
Or younger, she might be in high school.
Exactly.
Or junior high.
And it is, like, I do understand, like, there's adoption. You can just, people say you can just go through it, have the child, give it up for adoption. And that sounds really simple. But there are, I mean, you have your doctor's appointments, you have the morning sickness, you have all of that. And it is a toll on your body, on the woman's body. So you're taking 9 months from this woman, kind of stealing these 9 months from her and putting her through all this stress and trauma that she did not really choose to go through, which I think could be a bit unfair when she did not ask for it, didn't consent, didn't agree to any of that, and maybe doesn't even want a child, doesn't want to have to lose a child and know it's out there in the world somewhere. I feel like that would be, I mean, for me it would be pretty hard.
Hi, I'm Tony.
Michaela.
Michaela. Nice to meet you. Everything you just said is real. I don't doubt the trauma involved, potential trauma involved, the physical and emotional hardships involved of carrying a baby to term who was the product of a rape. And I certainly don't presume. While I could say I'm certain that that would be difficult, I certainly can't speak to how difficult it would be, because I'm never going to be in that situation, right?
Hey, Margo. Hey, how you doing?
I thought you were Margo.
We're both Margo.
Yeah. Oh, hi, Margo. I'm Tony.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. So you have the French Margo.
Yeah.
And
I just have the regular one.
You just have the regular American Margo.
The Americanized.
If we were in French, we'd be calling my name the regular.
Oh,
yeah.
True.
Think about it.
That's also true. Okay.
I'm not French, though.
Okay. So, you know, my last name's Miano, and raised my whole life thinking I was mostly Italian. I did one of those 23andMe DNA things. Came back 11% Italian.
Oh, wow.
Mostly German and French. Have no idea where that came from.
Oh, wow.
None whatsoever.
Ancestry.com.
That's what 23andMe is through that. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay. So, I think, and I want you to tell me if I misunderstood you. I think you and I agree that the rapist is responsible ultimately for that trauma, any and all trauma that befalls that woman. Right? Let's say that a woman decided on her own, no pressure from family, no pressure from church, no pressure from friends. The woman decides on her own that she's going to keep that child that is a product of that horrific event. And just for you ladies' benefit, I told Margo with a T that I believe any man that sexually assaults a woman in any way should receive the death penalty. Okay? There's that. While he's a man biologically, he's not a man, as far as I'm concerned. Women are to be cherished and loved and protected and nurtured, and yeah, I come from an old generation where chivalry is not dead. So, let's say the woman, though, decided to keep her baby, and the baby was born, the baby is healthy, and initially, the mother is not only comfortable with having the baby, but overjoyed. Finally, in her mind, finally something good has come out of this horrific event. But as the baby starts to grow, starts to mature, starts to look, you know, less like a little tiny hamster or something. Now, you know, the eyes are now really blue and not just initially blue, and the hair's starting to grow and cheekbones and what have you. Baby fat is starting to go away. And the mom, as the baby grows, is reminded not simply of the event, but of the rapist. This baby who shares the DNA with the rapist is now starting to look, in some ways, like the rapist. The mom decides, I can't do this anymore. This is too emotional. This is too traumatizing. I look at my son or my daughter, and I'm filled with the emotion, the angst, the anger, the rage of that event. And she decides to take the baby into the bathroom, fill a bathtub with water, and drown the baby. Would you agree with me that that would be wrong?
We're not here to have a political debate.
Well, no,
Mark. We're not talking about abortion.
Well, hang on, Marco. Please don't, campaign. Marco. Please don't interrupt. Marco and I are having a nice conversation.
I'm sure
we really are. Well, why would you stop it though?
Because it does not need to happen right now. We
why?
Are not here to have a discussion. You're not going to change any minds. We are student advocates for Planned Parenthood. You've protested outside Planned Parenthood before.
Yes.
We know how you feel. You are not going to change our minds.
So conversation shouldn't happen with me and Margo with a T, because Margo with an O is decided.
If Margo wants to continue the conversation, then go for it.
Well, that's what we've been doing now for about 10, 15 minutes.
Well, let me see what time it is. It's 1:11. I can give my thoughts on that. I think that would be wrong, because, I mean, the baby can feel it.
Okay. Well, we know that babies in the womb do feel.
That. Not sentient.
Okay, well, I'll gladly talk to you, Margo, when I'm done talking with Margo.
I don't want to talk to you.
I know. So please stop being rude. We're having a friendly conversation.
We have permission to be here from the school. Do you have permission?
I sure do. It's a public university campus. And my daughter's a third-year student here, yeah. I have permission as anybody else to be here. Yes. So please stop interrupting us and let us finish the conversation. So, Margo, the only difference between the baby in the bathtub and the baby in the womb is age and location. That's it.
I have a quick thing.
Yeah.
Just because, since it's no longer just being here, and obviously not everyone is happy with you being here, if we can talk at another time, but I don't want to make other people uncomfortable.
All right. Well, I'm going to leave in about 1 minute, and then I'll leave. Okay? The difference between us is worldview.
Mm-hmm.
You have a worldview that says that abortion in some circumstances is okay. My worldview is that in no circumstance is abortion okay. And my worldview comes from the reality that all of us were created in the image of God.
I'm not religious.
It doesn't matter. You were still created in the image of God, whether or not you're religious. In the end, it doesn't matter what we believe. What matters is whether or not what we believe is true.
Uh-huh.
Right?
But then you can...
You can't force others to live by your religion.
I'm not Muslim. I don't do that.
No Muslims are doing it either.
Oh, really? Tell that to my Christian brethren around the world who are having their heads lopped off because they will not deny their Christian faith.
We're not even debating this.
I have Muslims.
We're not even.
Yeah, I do too. Yeah, I do too. And I know all Muslims aren't that way. But the Christian religion isn't based on forcing religion on anybody.
How are you any better than them, then? Other than not lobbing off people's heads. You're standing here, you're arguing with us.
I'm having a conversation with Margo. You came up here with a negative attitude. You came up here with
I'm the secretary. You girls are just volunteers.
Okay.
I'm the
They're adults.
For student advocates for friends.
They're adults.
Yes, they're adults, but they shouldn't have to deal with people like you.
Why? Why are you so judgmental?
Because you're standing here trying to talk to them out of abortion rights. They clearly believe in abortion rights. You're not trying to change anything.
Why won't you let them speak for themselves? See, that's
and he's been talking for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And see, that's part of the problem with your position, that you tolerate...
My position is being judgmental.
You tolerate points of view so long as they agree with you.
I tolerate your point of view. I don't tolerate you being here and trying to change our minds because you're not going to.
You're speaking for them.
Speak for yourself.
You're speaking for them.
I think that when you think about the woman's life and think about how negatively impacted her life could be...
Right. But you and I both agreed, Margo, that the woman is carrying a baby. Right? That the baby is not part of the woman's body. Any more than conjoined twins are the same body.
I know, but I think we need to respect her choices and think about the fact that it's her own body and she can do what she
wants. But the baby in her womb is not her body. You weren't part of your mama's body. You were in your mother's body. Right? And we already established that viability isn't determined by age or location. Right? So that what's... Yeah. Sure. Margot, I hope you soften your heart. I hope you learn to love others, Margot.
I hope I never have to deal with you again.
Why are you so rude to me? Why?
You were rude to us.
When was I rude to you?
Just.
Margot, have I been rude to you? No, I haven't. So don't let Margot without a T influence you in that way. See, and this is the difference between our worldview. A worldview without God and a worldview with God.
Bye. Have a nice day. Yeah, I
will. Yeah, but
yeah.
I know. That's because we all love our sin. That's why you're happy.
Have a good rest of your day.
But you're going to die and stand before God. You're going to die before and stand before God, your creator.
Good.
And give an account for your life.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter what you believe. What matters is whether or not what you believe is true.
It doesn't matter what you believe.
And you know that God created you.
Bye.
You know
that
he did.
Have a good rest.
Why are you so rude?
Because you said you would leave in a minute, like a minute ago. So bye.
Yeah, but why don't you like me?
You were arrested for protesting outside Planned Parenthood.
But why don't you like me?
Advocates for Planned Parenthood.
But why don't you like me?
Why do you think I don't like you?
That's what I'm asking. I don't know. I don't know why.
Why are you so?
I don't know.
We're not trying to enforce your views at all. The only thing that's happening here is that you're trying to change our view. And I mean, I've told you that God did not create me, and I think
you're wrong about that.
I think we all have the right to our own opinion.
You do.
You're right to
be wrong. Sure. Why not?
Because
by what worldview can I not say that you're wrong?
About is that we can agree to disagree. And
well, I never mentioned that, but. We do disagree.
We do disagree.
We do disagree. Yeah.
You tell me that I'm wrong about something.
Why not? Do you tell me that I'm wrong about something?
Yeah, I think you're wrong.
Okay, so why can't I tell you that I think you're wrong? By your standard.
You can't say that I am wrong.
No, I can't because I'm appealing to a standard outside of you and me. I'm appealing to the God you know. And the God you know says you're wrong. You know that you were created in the image of God.
So when you start talking about God, it's weird because it just really doesn't.
Oh, I know. I understand.
Hi there. My name is Margo, and I'm with Student Advocates for Planned Parenthood. We're trying to table on the west side of the
Why would you do this, Margo?
And and there's this guy that will not leave us alone. His name's Tony Miano, and he's been in trouble for protesting outside of Planned Parenthood before, and I have volunteers here. I'm the secretary of the club, and I just want a good situation for them. Yep, right in front of the old Capitol.
So, Margo, you don't believe in the right to free speech?
Of course I do.
Oh, but no, I have.
Yes.
Really? Have I threatened you in some way? Forced you to do anything? M-I-A-N-O.
A black coat, denim jeans, he has a big green bag, a little hat, and brown shoes.
See, this is the fallacy of the tolerance mindset. I know, but that's what Planned Parenthood does. Well, you know what? The Nazis didn't only murder the Jews. They actually spared some villages in France. But the fact that they did some things that weren't bad doesn't negate the things they do that are wrong. Right? Plantation owners didn't only... No. Because it comes down to the value of life.
Don't worry, girls. That's on the way.
It comes down to the value of life. See, the Nazis said that the Jews were subhuman. They had no value. The slaveholders said that slaves were subhuman. They had no value. And those who are in favor of the abortion of unborn children say unborn children have no value. Or not as much value as the woman who's carrying them. So they are the same. They are the same. They are the same. I'm going to wait for them to come. Yeah.
Wait. Okay.
See, Christ can change your heart. He could take your heart of stone that hates others and give you a heart of flesh.
But.
He can.
But.
There's no but.
I didn't say that. I said
oh. Oh, bet? Oh, no, there's no bet. There's no bet to it. God is true. Oh, okay, well, I'm old. I didn't know that. Yeah. You see, you know, 30 years ago, I held the same positions and convictions you did. I didn't care what happened to babies in the womb. I didn't care if abortion happened.
Did you care about them after they're born? Yes.
It doesn't matter to me who they are. I don't know what that has to do with the abortion issue. I can't force you to be a Christian. I can't force you to be a Christian.
Well, you're telling me that I'm
wrong. No, I never said you're lesser to me. In fact, I told you that you were created in the image of God and that I love you as my neighbor. That's what I told you. Yes, and you're wrong.
Okay.
That's okay.
And if a Muslim person tells you you're wrong because you don't pray to Allah?
Yeah, they're wrong.
Oh, they're wrong?
Yeah. Yeah.
They're wrong because,
like you, they know the God who created them. And yet they deny the God who created them to worship a God of their own making.
Every single person, the millions of people that practice Buddhism, the millions of people that pray to Allah, you think every single one of them, they just have it wrong?
Yeah, they're worshiping a false God created in their imagination. Just like the atheist. The atheist worships the man or woman he or she sees in the mirror. Knowing that God exists, but simply suppresses that truth by their unrighteousness. Professing to be wise, they become fools. And they've exchanged the glory of the Creator to worship the creation.
The only one professing to be wise here.
Is that wrong?
I'm not saying I know
everything. No. I don't know everything either. But you can know the God who made you, but that is only through faith in Jesus Christ. And you're going to stand before Him whether you believe it or not. And because God is good, because He's holy and righteous and just, He must punish sin. And the punishment He has determined for sin, yours and mine, all people's, is eternity in hell. And I don't want that for you. I don't want that for any abortive women. I don't want that for any Muslims or Buddhists or anyone else. That's because I love my neighbor.
Every Muslim's going to hell.
If they don't turn from their sin and put their trust in Jesus Christ, yes, that's where everybody goes. Yeah. But God made a way for us to escape His wrath by sending His Son to earth in the person of Jesus Christ, fully God and fully man and without sin. He lived a perfect life that you and I can't live. And then died a death on the cross that you and I both deserve. And then He forever defeated sin and death when He rose from the grave. And there's hope for you in Christ.
I have a question.
Yeah. I was walking through the campus, and here I am.
You just have the time to...
I'm here every Wednesday on campus, preaching the gospel. Yeah. Yeah. And my daughter's a third-year student here, too, and she saw the table. So again, God can't forgive your sin, but it's only through faith in Christ. God doesn't negotiate with sinners. You have to come to God on His terms. And He's provided only one way for you to escape His wrath. And that was through the gift of His Son, Jesus Christ. And that's my hope for you. That's a loving message. They say how long it would take?
Huh?
They say how long they'd take?
Yeah, not very long. Happy.
So where do you, Margo, where do you think free speech stops?
When you're annoying people and you haven't left after we've told you to leave.
I think that tolerating intolerance is when just the fact that you're not seeing my views. You're not letting me talk about.
Oh, Margo, I made sure not to interrupt you.
Yeah.
Right. So.
But I mean, like talking about religion. Like you're not letting me say that. Like that's why I'm a Unitarian Universalist. And the fact that you're telling me that I'm wrong just because I don't believe in the God that you've chosen to worship.
Yeah. I shouldn't be free to do that.
You're telling me that I'm wrong.
Yeah.
And you're ending my free speech.
No, I'm not stopping you from speaking, Margo. Free speech is not having to agree with you, Margo.
Okay.
Freedom of speech is not freedom from speech you don't like. Mm-hmm. It's freedom to say things that other people don't like.
Mm-hmm.
That's what freedom is.
Yeah.
What you're describing isn't freedom of speech, it's intolerance.
Exactly. Would you say that you tolerate people who have different religious views?
That doesn't mean I have to agree with them. That doesn't mean I have to agree with them, though, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm not forcing you to change your mind. I'm not threatening you in any way or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, yeah, I'm tolerant of your view.
When somebody does ask you to leave and then you don't, it is seen as harassment, regardless of what the situation is. Just like in rape, if someone says no.
Oh, you can't compare the conversation we just had to rape.
Consent, though. Consent.
Right.
If somebody asks you to go and you don't, how is it any different if you don't take notes?
It's much different in that the courts have ruled many, many years ago that there is no heckler veto. That you can't, there's no heckler veto. A heckler or a person who disagrees
mm-hmm.
can't silence the speech of someone else
mm-hmm.
simply because they don't want to hear it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But unfortunately, in the culture we live in today, freedom of speech is only tolerated until you disagree, and then it's called harassment. Disagree, and then it's called harassment. That's not.
I did want to hear your point.
Yeah, and it wasn't until Margo came up and started being rude that things changed.
Exactly, but this whole thing is when if someone is at something that you, I mean, I volunteer to be.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I'm not going to leave.
It's sure.
My shift yet, and somebody does ask you to go, and. You're not welcome anymore, and you do decide to stay.
Yeah.
I don't think that. I mean, you can't decide to be in somebody's presence if they've asked you to leave. It's harassment.
Well, actually, that's not true. And Margo, I mean, it goes deeper than this. Okay. If Margo, if you were walking toward a 500-foot cliff, and I came walking up beside you, and you said, "I'm going to jump. I'm going to end my life." And I stand there, and I plead with you, and I say, "Margo, don't end your life. I care about you. You're my friend. I love you. I don't want you to end your life." Right? And you say,
uh-huh.
"Well, I'm going to call the police because you're harassing me."
Yeah.
Right?
Uh-huh.
Okay, well, that's what's happening here. I care about you. Yeah, sure.
How you doing?
Good.
My name's Alan.
Alan, good to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Derek Carlson.
Derek, good to meet you.
They want to explain to me what's going on?
You know why I might be here?
Yeah, because Margo number two called you.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what's going on?
Having a conversation with the ladies about abortion and about the gospel. Yeah. But there's
raising your voice, nothing like that.
No,
sir. Not harassing them.
No. The way this began is the young lady in the red hat, Margo number one,
uh-huh.
was standing there by herself, and her and I talked probably for about 10 or 15 minutes. Very much the way I'm talking to you. There were no raised voices. In fact, I said to her as I walked up, "I'd like to talk to you, but I want us to agree on two rules. I'm going to let you say whatever you want, and then I'll say what I want, and we're not allowed to be mean to each other." And that's the way it was. And then the other Margo recognized me from being outside of abortion clinics and got very, very upset and interrupted the conversation. And as you saw, I moved away from the table.
Yep.
Margo number one came over to talk to me, you know. So.
So how long are you going to be here asking them to conversate?
Oh, I'm done.
You done?
Yeah, I got to share the gospel with them,
and
I would have left sooner.
You're within your rights.
Yeah, I know.
I understand.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah. The reason I didn't leave sooner is that once she called you, I didn't want you guys running around on campus looking for me.
Well, I appreciate
it. So I wanted to wait till you got here and to talk to you, and then once we were done, I was going to move along and go talk to someone else.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you being cooperative.
That, well, you know what? I did your job for 20 years and retired about 11 years ago. And in fact, I have something, if I can.
Make sure you have any one.
Absolutely, yeah. I wrote this for you guys.
I remember you giving me one of these during the football game.
Oh, okay. Were you working or were you just watching the game? Okay.
But I just want to make sure there's no warrants out for arrest.
No,
no. Send you on your way.
Oh, no, that's not it.
Like I said, I appreciate you being cooperative.
Yeah, no problem at all. No problem at all.
Makes everybody's life a lot easier. Camp 24-2, I got Iowa DO.
How long you been on?
I've only been up here since February.
Oh, really?
I've been, I worked in some southeast Iowa.
Oh, okay.
I was down there for 4 years before.
Ah, southeast, down around Burlington, that area? It was Burlington. Oh, okay. And you were there how long?
Anthony, Fort Mitchell, Eber,
okay. Edwards. Yeah, I did 20 with the LA County Sheriff's Department, moved out, retired in 2007. And moved out here in the last year to be a part of Church in Davenport. And I'm out here on or around campus every Wednesday because my daughter's a third-year English major here, so I drive her up, and so I do some ministry while I'm at it. She gave me a call, and she said, hey, there's a Planned Parenthood table on campus today. And so I just came over to chat. So.
Well, it sounds like, I'm not sure who else you best spoke to, but it sounds like you just said you're just chatting with them and you aren't being rude or something like that.
Yeah, no, I mean, I know there are people who come on campus, and I know them by name, who come out here and call people names, you know that name? Yeah, I don't even believe that guy's a Christian. And guys like me, we go on campus and try to clean up the mess he makes, you know.
That one guy that holds up that big sign with the abortion of the baby is all...
Oh, that sounds like...
Yes,
he is. He's down towards...
Yeah,
we've tried to... my pastor and I have tried to talk... for a long time, and
to deal with.
because his mission is saving babies, and I don't believe there's anything wrong with that, but he doesn't have any love for the people he's talking to. Right.
Or authority.
Right. And you know, the Bible makes it real clear, up to the point the governing authorities ask you to disobey God, up to that point you are to obey the governing authorities. That's why when you said, hey, can I talk to you, what happens? I come over and talk to you. Because that's what the Bible teaches me to do.
And we truly appreciate it.
Yeah.
It helps a lot.
Yeah.
It helps.
And then, and having been on the other side of the badge for so long, I know you guys have a lot better things to do than to break up a conversation about Planned Parenthood.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and talk to these young ladies and say that you agreed.
Okay.
You're going to move on and go on with your day. And
so we're good to go? We're all right?
Yeah, we're good.
God bless you both. Yeah. You guys stay safe. Thanks. Serve well. Thank you for your time.
Yep.
All righty.